really, the chemtrailing is just getting to me now.
Oh,
God,
that
man.
Could be it. That's what's clogging your ears, the heavy metals.
The heavy metals, that's right. They have unleashed the chemtrail machine on us here in Colorado over the last 3 days. Beautiful weather, nonetheless. We were able to dodge some of it for a little bit there. Yesterday, went to our favorite brewery and caught some rays. Got a little bit too much of a tan going on now. Starting to really show a lot of that Southern Italian bloodline, if you know what I'm saying.
You're getting it early this year.
That's right, Ooh. Man. I'm getting that base tan on, man, for bikini season. And
now's the best time to get it because you won't get too burnt. So it's going to put a nice layer on you.
Well, you know what's crazy here is the chemtrailing stuff, it's an operation. It takes a long time. But when they do their preliminary layering, the sun is exposed and it almost feels hotter, like they're refracting the light onto you even in a stronger manner.
Oh, like an aluminum blanket.
Yes, yeah. And then finally when they start getting the layers to add on to each other, you get that nice Mr. Burns-like shield in the sky floating above you, and everybody's pissed off and angry and fighting each other, man. Yeah!
And the best part is you paid for this cancer.
Yeah, it's your taxes. Alex Jones yesterday tweeted out a lengthy video on the chemtrailing phenomenon. It's a deep dive, about an hour or so long, maybe hour 20. I recommend it. I retweeted it. For anyone out there, I know the dude Shawns of the world are down with the chemtrailing phenomenon. It's a legit video or documentary. They, go at it from like a law perspective and a health perspective. And these are individuals over the last 10 or so years who have actually tried to hold our representatives accountable for allowing to go on. And nothing has helped. Nothing has worked. Nothing has changed. They poison us to this day. But if you're into it, check it out. And it's nice to have Alex Jones on our side, at least, for those who are down with the chemtrails, man. You know, out here, but at least here in Colorado, and I think it's probably something to do with the Bidenomics of the era, not as heavy of a spraying as we had last year. I mean, they laid it thick, and our winter, we had like a Midwest winter here in Denver, which is unheard of, but it was like 3 to 4 months of just overcast blanket laying on top of us. This year, a lot of sunshine. So
almost too much. Almost.
I'm almost
much.
Complaining. Hey, yeah. Bill Gates, man, bring on the trails, man.
My taxes went up. You think I'd get a little more? You know
I know.
I mean?
No,
the snow?
We're just paying for $18 minimum wage and 9 month maternity leave for the people at McDonald's. That's what we're.
Yeah,
down
this
to.
Year I had a white Christmas with my cancer. You know what I'm saying? Can I at least get the white Christmas?
Oh, yeah, man. The cancer rates skyrocketing. Turbo cancer, right? Is that still a thing, or did they kind of bury that term with the men who have sex with other men? They realized maybe not so popular.
All I got to say to you is do not go stay at a Holiday Inn tonight.
I'm going to warm up my car in the parking lot for a little bit. No, not a good idea.
Just definitely leave your gun at home.
You know? Oh, man, it's a tough time for podcasting. Nothing to talk about out there, man. There's just nothing going on in the world.
Dude, they're just doing everything in the open. Everything's in the open. That's what's crazy.
We predicted it, man. I mean, the second there was the first tip-off on Thursday or Wednesday afternoon for March Madness. All right, let's do World War III, cancer for the royal reptilians, and
migrants storming the borders, yes, through the soldiers.
We're gonna unleash an invasion at the Texas border there, and then
like, what is going on? They're just doing it all in the open. Don't care.
Bring it all out, Hunter Biden. Everything. Yes, and also, Google has been infiltrating elections since 2008. Just throw it out. Nobody cares. We're doing March Madness. It's all right.
No. Are you kidding me? I can't believe Loyola didn't make it.
Oh, dude, here in Colorado, the CU Buffs made it to the second round. It's all we can think about, man.
Who could think about anything else at a moment like this, Frank?
That's
Come
right,
on.
Man. Yeah, it's...
My bracket is doing great.
I know. I survived 2 out of 3 bracket busters. Unbelievable. I know. It's it's all I've been dreaming about at night, man.
Yeah. Everything's, yeah, they're just doing it out in the open. But it's a good time to be alive.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, yeah. Be happy for it. You know, I had my fantasy baseball draft on Monday. Huge deal. Still really excited because there was, believe it or not, baseball kicked off this week. There was a 2-game series in Seoul, South Korea. It's the Seoul series. And, yeah, man. And they had the Dodgers play the Padres. I think they split the series, if I recall. What is wild, if anyone is big on the baseball scene and following the sports ball, Dodgers dished out, I think, just shy of $1 billion this offseason on free agent signings, one of which, the $500 million star Shohei Ohtani, and the other, they dropped $325 million on this Yamamoto guy who lasted 1 inning, gave up 3 runs, 5 walks, 2 doubles, a home run. I mean,
shut up.
The guy had what is maybe considered the worst first game ever for a $325 million signing. Highest paid pitcher in the league. And not only that, to top all of it off, Mr. $500 million there, Shohei Ohtani, he is now embroiled in a massive gambling scandal involving his interpreter. You heard that right. His interpreter is being accused of having Shohei wire him money illegally and allegedly. toss it out there. But he funneled him money to pay off like $4 million in gambling debts. Now it's being speculated that this interpreter is being thrown under the bus as a fall guy for Shohei Ohtani himself being indebted to these gambling sites, which would make the most sense. You know, this
Japanese love to gamble, dude.
This is also, I mean, no different than Jordan and Pete Rose. I mean, this could be our modern-day Pete Rose. There is no way Mr. $500 million is going down for anything. It's going to be all blamed on the interpreter.
Not in the first season. Nah.
No, never. We'll never hear about this again. Did you notice the news came out during March Madness?
Good call. Good call.
Everything.
Hey, come on, dude. Baseball season's too long. Too long.
Oh, yeah. There'll be plenty of controversy. My favorite potential massive controversy that'll occur probably in about a month or so. Trevor Bauer. Bauer? The fellow who was wrongly accused for sexually abusing that young lady, and it ended up being total bullshit, but the guy's reputation was completely destroyed, and he was fired from the MLB. He's going to come back this season.
Hmm.
He's pitching.
He's playing?
Yeah, he's back to playing. I think either he's on some minor league team and or a Mexico league team, and he's completely dominating, and I guarantee he's wearing pinstripes on the Yankees by August. Guarantee it. Absolutely.
Mark this time.
And Mike, actually write it down right now. Seriously, write this down. I want to listen to this August. In August, I want to replay this clip. Trevor Bauer, he's in pinstripes on
the
Yankees.
Majors.
Yes, I guarantee it. By August. Absolutely.
Oh, dude.
I'm telling
you. Didn't he win a bunch of money? He had to sue them.
Yes, he won. He was wrongfully accused and lost.
Yeah, how much did he win? Why is he even playing? I thought he got enough to retire.
No, he wants to prove he's one of the best pitchers in the league, and he was wrongfully stripped of, you know, winning a World Series, and he's going to go to the Yankees. And shall we do my annual prediction for World Series this year?
Yes, this is gold, people. Put money on it. Put money on it. The odds are incredible. So good.
Okay, this year, my prediction. Orioles beat the Cubs in the World Series.
Oh, you're going Cubs World Series.
Cubs, Orioles.
Off the
7 bat. Games, Orioles take it. You heard it here first, people.
Cubs in the World Series, man.
Yeah, okay. Man, I'm telling you right now, they got the goods. They made the Bellinger signing. I think by the trade deadline, Cubs pick up Pete Alonso from the Mets. go big with the bats, and then they make another big-time signing. Not Trevor Bauer. I keep forgetting what his name is. He's going to go to the Yankees. The Yankees like to go dirty with their players. You know, Daryl Strawberry, remember him?
They got the money to pay off whoever.
Strawberry was on the Mets, got accused for banging hookers and doing crack cocaine, and the Yankees signed him to a 3-year contract. That's how much the Yankees care about whatever's going on in your personal life.
Yeah, you got a point.
So, Yankees sign Bauer, and Cubs probably get some sort of big pitcher near the trade deadline, and I'm telling you, man, it's gonna be Cubs, Baltimore. But I think Baltimore takes it. They're ready. They got the goods.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll give it to you.
Mark the calendar.
That's
this
a good prediction.
This is a
better
good
than
episode.
Anything I got.
So did you make your college day game day bracket there?
Nah, man, I don't even know how to do it.
Well, you know, here in Denver, Colorado, big sports town, and we're very stoked. We got the CU Buffs there, the Boulder team representing our state. And when I think of Colorado, I think everybody agrees. We think of masculinity, manly men, guys going out there and being tough and conquering the day. That's why I think it's shocking to everybody, maybe even the world, that this news is out there.
New this morning, the search is on for these two women suspected of attacking somebody.
So it happened at an RTV light rail station on Wadsworth. Fox 31's Jim Hooley is live there this morning. A pretty disturbing story here, Jim.
Yeah, Drew, and as you know, safety and security has been priority for RTD over the past...
Here's Jim Hooley. He's well past retirement in our local Fox affiliate here, but we'll give him a chance.
Couple of months, obviously they're very concerned about that, and they're very concerned about the viciousness of this attack. It happened here at the Wadsworth station just south of what is West Colfax here in Lakewood, and apparently the two suspects are young girls. Here's the latest that we have here, and take a look at these images here. These are pictures of the suspects that we have from Crime Stoppers this morning. The two girls appear to be walking through the station in the pictures, one taking a selfie. Both appear to be young teenagers. Lakewood police say the attack happened on February 13th. It was about 9:15 at night. The victim was a man. He was up on a platform.
Oh, God! Denver, of course, man!
Excuse me?
Two young girls, they beat up a man? Oh, I knew it! He was sipping his soy latte. Oh, God.
To be fair, he was probably born a woman. This is Denver.
Oh,
that's so funny. God. That's how safe Denver is. You just got to worry about the little girls?
Yes. That's your biggest threat to your life are two chicks in their teens doing selfies for Instagram. Oh, my God, man.
I'm moving Nona to Denver.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. So we've got a new one, and I'm going to announce it. I'm declaring here, henceforth, you've heard of the Florida man, the crazy nut job, right? Pulling pulling his lunch out of the alligator's mouth, right? Or whatever it is. You know, it's always the Florida.
Jumped on the alligator just to prove he could.
Yeah, Florida man this. Well, now here's your Denver man, the ultimate pussy, the champion of wusses, right? The most fragile soy boy you could ever imagine, Denver God. Man. Denver man.
I can just picture the way he looked. They probably stole his lunch, which was some like gay vegetarian thing.
Oh, of course. It was vegan, and he had his rolled up yoga mat under his arm, you know, and he's still wearing his tights. Ah! You know it, dude.
Terrible.
Denver man.
Oh, terrible.
Yes. The Denver.
Like, I'm more disappointed that there weren't boys out there robbing people. Come on, guys.
Is there no women?
Even the next generation's pussies.
Are there no women out there in Denver that can defend this poor fella? Where are the female Daniel Pennies of Denver, man?
Fellas, don't go out without your wives.
That's right, man.
Happen to you.
This is the world we're living here now in Denver, dude. The chicks are beating up the dudes. You know, in New York, you got the migrants like shooting everybody and killing people. And did you see the scene? We never even talked about it. It went viral. It was the two guys who got into an altercation, one guy pulls out the gun, the other guy knocks the gun out of his hand and then uses the gun on him, and it all takes place. Yeah, dude, it was like a regular every guy Batman fella, and he fights this dude. It was all on camera, and he gets the gun, shoots the guy, and then there's a lady who's with the fella who's originally being accosted. She pulls something out and stabs the other guy in the back while he's getting, and then he gets shot. It was a bad time for the attacker. I'm not gonna lie.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this went viral. This is New York on the subway. They're just shooting and stabbing, and it's just pure vigilantism at this point.
That's what happens when there's no cops, and you let whoever in.
Yes. Yeah, man. There was another incident on an airplane recently, and I keep being reminded of Daniel Penny, who they just set his court case for October. Don't forget. Never forget Daniel Penny.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, that's so sad.
Well, there's a guy on a plane over the weekend. He was brown-skinned, if you will, maybe Indian or Arabic. Arabic. I speak languages here. Or Arabic, and he started like talking about how he was blaming white people and threatening white people and calling them white devils on this, you know, American Airlines flight. And this badass dude just walks up to him and just choke holds him and brings him down. It's incredible to watch. And all I thought about was Daniel Penny. Like, how can we celebrate this guy taking down terrorist fella, but Daniel Penny taking down the beloved Michael Jackson interpreter. No, we got to send Daniel Penny to prison.
Yeah, well, this guy should have learned how to do the moonwalk.
You know? That's right, man.
Well, where was it? They were both in New York?
The New York shooting was on the subway. It's about a week ago. And the videos were all making the rounds. It's a pretty...
the airplane one. Where was that?
Okay, that was over the weekend, and I think that was American Airlines. It was Indian fella threatening white devils. I'm pretty sure. I specifically remember the white devil phrasing. He was drunk. He got escorted off the plane after he was...
Yeah, but I'm saying, where was it?
Oh, somewhere in America. I have no idea.
No, but I mean, that's what the difference is.
Oh, good call. You're right.
You know what I mean? In New York, like Daniel Penny, the only reason he's a criminal, not a hero, is because he did it in New York.
Exactly.
You do that shit in Texas, key to the city, my friend.
That's right, man.
You know?
Yeah, good call. You're right. That's why you don't want to be a vigilante in New York, unfortunately.
No.
You get Daniel Penny'd.
Well, you just got to be the right color.
I guess so, man.
You know?
Oh, yeah. So if you see the footage from the subway, pretty outrageous. The scene is incredible, but we have so much more other craziness to talk about. Let me take a look outside here. Are we in World War III? Or what's happening here? Because pretty sure we might be in World War III.
Not yet, but they keep trying really hard.
Did you see any of the footage of the complete insanity that unfolded over there in the Russia concert hall?
Dude, come on. Who do you think that was?
I have a good idea.
I only have one question for one person. Yeah, where was Hillary?
All right, man. I'm excited to see this play out. Just like I've been excited over the last few years to see another situation play out.
Uh-oh.
Which was...
Are we going to get to that Joy Reid clip?
Oh, I totally forgot about Joy Reid. Boy. Should we do it? I got it.
No. That's up to you. I hate Joy Reid.
I'm
dying to hear about these Denver women.
That's what I was gonna say, actually. Yeah. What I was excited to see play out was there was a major phenomenon that occurred in the summer of love 2020, which was all these major cities suddenly believed it was a very great idea to defund the police and no longer have cops on the streets or cops available.
We don't even need them.
No, we
don't. Why do you need them?
No, they're bad, right? So last week we did a bit on the Denver Man. And we all remember the Denver Man, the soy boy.
Gets robbed by 13-year-old girls.
Beat up by a couple of teenage chicks. Sorry, that's the Denver Man. Well, now I welcome you to the Denver Woman. And this, I believe, is a kind of appropriate, maybe pendulum swing, considering our Denver Man situation and the fact that we are defunded in our police department. So here we go. Here's the Denver Woman.
Start here at 10 with a woman taking matters into her own hands after a thief stole her car while at work.
As she used her phone to make sure they didn't get very far, Nicole Fierro has a story you'll see only here on Fox 31.
This victim says that she's had a car stolen and trashed in the past, that she wasn't going to have that this time, and that it took her just about 15 minutes to track down and recover her car using an app.
Just moments meeting with Holly Kaufman, it's clear she stands up for what she believes in.
I'm a working mom, and it's hard nowadays to make car payments.
So when she walked out of work yesterday and saw her car gone.
In the past, I've had a vehicle stolen, and they rip out your whole car.
Where the fuck do you live that this is the you get your car stolen so much, you downloaded an app, and you have a routine for when your car gets stolen?
Denver is number 3 in car theft in the nation.
Is nobody going to address the issue that this poor single mother is living in a neighborhood where her car keeps getting stolen?
Mike, our mayor, Mike Johnston, housed 1,000 homeless people last year. He's working.
Plus, I just watched the news and I was told that I have a feeling crime is going down.
That's right, so. Man. I don't know if you know this, but the city of Denver gave out universal basic income last month of $1,000 to all the homeless people. So,
so that. Stop it.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. That's right. We're progressing.
So instead of using that money to hire cops, you just give it to the criminal.
this story gets great, man. Wait till you hear what she says. The dispatcher says to her,
"Everything up. They try to live in it. They put drugs in it. Well, this is a car that I carry my 4-year-old son in, so it's like not happening."
Her Mazda has an app.
Oh, there it goes.
So I kept setting the alarm off and stopping the car on the person. And then it has GPS where you can see where your car is.
Pinpointing to a...
This is like the Batmobile, first of all. And this lady is literally Batman getting the Batmobile back.
That's amazing.
Which is what it's come to here in Denver.
Oh, this should just be a commercial for Mazda.
Kept setting
yeah, dude, good call.
Alarm right? off and stopping the car on the person. And then it has GPS where you can see where your car is.
Pinpointing to a Safeway off Broadway, she got someone she knew to drive her there and got on the phone with the 911 dispatcher.
She says, "No, we don't have anyone on duty to help you right now." And I said, "Okay."
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Wait, that's, yeah. I just want everybody to just think about that scenario.
About that.
Your car is stolen. You've tracked it down. You call the cops and they say, "Sorry, we can't help you."
Oh, dude. Just like remember when they broke my window?
Yes.
The cops asked me, "Do you know anybody that could have done this?"
You got
no.
You got
that's
any
why
leads?
I called you. And then they told me. Well, maybe ask your neighbors if some of them have some videos from the Ring camera. That's why I called you!
Oh, man, is that your job? Serve and protect, man!
Yeah.
No,
this is what's happening, people. I forgot what city it is. We didn't even talk about it. It was in the news that they, like, from three... There's, like, this 8-hour period, they're just not going to have cops on the road.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's Philly or something.
It's a great thing to announce, too. Now the criminals, wow, now they know when to go out. That's so amazing, dude. Oh, it's so crazy, dude. Yeah,
the story came out, and then simultaneously, all criminals changed their alarm clock. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
She says, no, we don't have anyone on duty to help you right now. And I said, okay, well, this is the address I'm going to be at. I'll be there in five minutes. My GPS says 5 minutes, and you can either meet me there or I'm on my own, and I'm going to get my car.
She got it. And luckily, yeah!
Nobody was there. And then I jumped in my car. There's a pipe in my car. There's a case of beer. There's two receipts where they went to Target at 7:22
in the
morning.
And you got some free beer?
Yeah, and a pipe. It's a good deal, man.
I'm calling that a win.
Absolutely. You notice she didn't mention the weed she found in there. that made its way to the glove box.
It would have been hilarious if they filled up the tank.
That's $755 camera.
Evidence she says she handed over to police.
I just feel super violated, and there at that point in time, there was nothing that was going to change my mind. I was getting my car. I knew they didn't have time, so I just got it myself. I'm not advising people to go do what I did, but something has to change.
Yes, thank you. And that's the line of 2024. Something has to change.
Yes. But can you guys tell me what happened? So you had to find the car. You had to get the car back. And then you had to give the evidence to the police with the camera. And then what? Did they arrest these guys? Like, what? This is not the end of the story. The end of the story is now she got her car back. The end of the story should be these guys are in jail, not stealing more cars.
No.
Right?
No, they're out there somewhere, and they're upset now because they're missing their pipe.
See, the problem with this story is all these vigilantes, it's really disproportionately affecting the people of color, you know?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, man.
You know, these people just want your car for a joyride, maybe commit a couple crimes in it. What do you do, you know?
It's absolutely wild, and I don't know what's even weirder about the story, the fact that she has to go, she calls the cops and she's like, I found my car. Are you going to help me find it? And they're like, nope, we got nobody. Good luck. The fact that that's pretty easy to control your car remotely now. And so,
yeah,
dude,
my van has it.
Dude, the government has some serious control over our methods of transportation these days.
No, that's why you need to buy a car that was made before 2014. But then you can't get it back from the criminal.
Oh, right. You can't track it on your iPhone.
Right. The government can't track you, but then you can't track the criminal. See, it's a little...
I feel like almost...
That's why I think this is all orchestrated.
Yes,
that's why,
man.
They got rid of the cops. Because they got rid of the cops. Like, literally, you wanted to bring the National Guard into New York, and everybody got... They just went up in arms. They can't have it. No way, no way, no way. So they get rid of the cops. The crime goes so bad, people are begging for the National Guard, you know?
Yes.
It's almost like an orchestrated... It's. And then, Frank, how do you play two clips from Denver? One is about somebody who chased the criminals down, gets their car back.
That's
and
right.
The other one is about somebody who just laid down and got robbed by two girls.
Yeah,
and
teenagers.
The man is the one that got robbed by the two girls. The chick is the one that got her car back.
Yeah, welcome to Colorado. This is where... I told you, when we talked about the dude getting robbed, I said, isn't there a woman out there that could protect this poor man? Well, we found her. She's... Our Batman is here. It's Batwoman. She exists, man.
It's this lady.
That's why I now believe in the female superheroes. I believe if there was a place that spawned all the female superheroes, it would be Denver, because it would be a place that needs females to step up and protect the men. Right?
Yeah, it's got to be a place where the women are stronger than men.
They need to be, right? They evolved that way.
Oh, God. Dude, that's so sad.
Yeah, isn't that really wild stuff that... And my point being is, just 4 years ago, folks, George Floyd goes down, we got the summer of love, we defund the cops, we went hard on the defunding of the cops here in Colorado, and especially Denver. And then all of a sudden, we had shootings in schools, because we pulled the cops off campus. And so what did they do in response? Well, the parents protested and demanded cops on campus.
Not here, dude. They voted that out. All the cops are gone now from the schools.
Oh, really?
It is insane to get rid of the cops.
How do you sign up to be a teacher in that time, then, in that place? Like, that's frightening, man. Come on. Yeah.
Dude, I see fights all the time in these schools.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm a 5'7 man, so I go to some of these schools. The kids that are fighting are 6 feet tall. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not stopping them. Dude. You know?
Oh, yeah. You see these videos all the time trending where it's a dude who's 6'4". He's basically a linebacker in college, and he just, like, knocks out a poor little teacher.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because they're giant like a man, but they have the mentality of a kid.
That's right.
They're still a child brain. And you need full-grown men who are trained to handle that man, you know?
Yeah, that's outrageous stuff, man. Well, everything is sinking insofar as quality. I mean, got the thefts and whatnot here in Colorado, the violence in Chicago, and in New York. They got the National Guard out now. I'm thinking maybe I see a reason why we're now out of the top 20 in happiness in the world. Did you see this article that came out or whatever? They all the news talked about it, and I thought it was hilarious how they kind of like, oh, you know, made a mockery of it, even though whenever we're in the top 10, we're all about the, you know, the happiness scale. But now, like, oh, you know, happiness, it's nothing really. Like, it's a bunch of baloney. But kind of take a look around. When I was looking at the list, actually, and I don't take this stuff too seriously, but I was surveying the list, and, you know, I don't know, I was thinking about America, and I'm like, you know, it's kind of a pretty miserable place lately, actually. Like, I'm taking a look around Denver and the homeless situation and the fact that it seems like our elected officials are purposefully ruining stuff. How is anyone surprised that the other guy, whoever it is up in the polls? Or people just, you know, like, we just want to get rid of what's happening now.
Do you know why they really don't like that list? Because the one thing that you notice right away from the list of the happiest countries are homogenous populations.
Yes.
So you have Sweden full of all Swedes, Poland full of all Poles.
Yes, man.
You have, you know what I'm saying? You got Denmark. It's all full of Denmarkians? I don't know.
Danish.
Danish. You're right.
They're the most delicious sounding people.
Not the salivating, just thinking about it. But you know what I'm saying, though. That's what they can't stand. The way they've been breaking it down on, like, Democracy Now and everything. Amy Goodman went on this rant about how now all of a sudden this is just self-reporting. And to be honest with you, these people don't even know that they're miserable.
Wow.
There's no diversity in their country.
Oh, man.
How could they not be miserable? They're paying higher taxes, and they're not giving those taxes away to migrants who are just flooding their country. They're miserable. They just don't know it. You know?
That's a great call, dude. I didn't even think about it. It's basically the list is a celebration of white supremacy, and that's why they didn't want to talk about it.
It's the greatest argument ever is like, oh, diversity is better. Okay, name one country that's diverse that we want to be like. Actually, just name one country more diverse than America. So any country you compare us to is effectively less diverse than us.
Yeah, man, and I just think we were happier when we didn't focus on the diversity because we were number one in diversity because we're the melting pot, man.
Yeah. Did you see that Bill Maher clip, dude? That was pretty...
Explain it to me. I fell asleep several times during the Bill Maher.
Dude, I didn't even see it because I fell asleep during his too, but apparently at the end, it's been going viral. It's a clip of him at the end. He goes on this, like, 3-minute rant about how he's begging the Democratic Party to stop talking about race.
Oh, God, yes. Please.
Yes. And it's like, dude, that is You know, it goes back to Denzel Washington. That's, he's been preaching it for 10 years. What does he always say? Stop calling me a black man. I'll stop calling you a white man. And then we could, that's how you get over race. You know?
It's just like the interview with Elon on the now sorely missed Don Lemon show. Yeah. His response was fantastic, but it truly is the truth that, you know, if we just stop talking about it, man, it'll go away.
He had the best answer that nobody ever said, just when. You were a slave, okay, but if you go back in time, everybody's ancestor was a slave, depending right. on how far back you go. You know what I mean? Unless you're Prince Harry, you know what I'm saying, whose bloodline is royalty. You were a slave at one time.
It, yeah, you're only exempt from the slave category if you're part of the Anunnaki royal bloodline with the reptilian race. That's those are the only guys who yes. Make it out there.
I can't wait to see Nibiru.
Nibiru. I think you have to be in the totalitarity or whatever zone, the totality zone, with yeah. the solar eclipse, and then allegedly you'll be able to see it like poking around the corner.
Which, let me tell you, people, I fell for this in 2017. Drove down to Southern Illinois. I saw the eclipse. It was great. And then I spent 18 hours in traffic trying to get fucking home. Don't fall for it.
Oh, wow. I never thought about that. Yeah, everybody probably leaves at the exact same time.
Dude, we were coming home from Nashville, and it was taking us side streets the whole way.
Man, and it's not like it's the brutal. Fourth quarter in a blowout Nuggets game, right? You start heading to the door with about 3 minutes left to beat the traffic. Like, you're not going to head to the door.
The eclipse is like
early,
30 yeah. seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
You missed it. You can't leave early. You missed it. Dude, the best part was that we were driving down these, like, crazy farm roads. And it was traffic on these farm roads. And all these, like, farmer kids, they were literally, like, posting out outside just waving to the people. You know they'd never seen that many cars.
Oh, yeah, man. What a missed opportunity so to sell some lemonade, man.
There were I was going to say some of them were selling lemonade.
There it is. Yeah.
You know we bought it. You
absolutely,
it
man.
Yeah. One kid was selling like chips and lemonade. Everybody was getting it.
That's
you know?
That's the way to do it, man. You see the line of cars, you just go out there with the lemonade stand and you just rake it in. Yeah. I would be doing the grilled cheese. I think there's always a moment to make some grilled cheese.
You toss some ham in that? I'm in.
Yeah, that's right.
I love that grilled ham and cheese.
It's going to cost you extra, pal.